little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Let's think a little bit about how we look after ourselves. What current mechanisms do you have for looking after yourselves as therapists?
Do you mean the housekeeping or what they call the housekeeping?
Yes, I mean, I think housekeeping, yes. Yeah. And more than that, what mechanisms do you have for looking after yourselves? I don't wish you to tell me about your personal therapist.
I think there's simple things, like sometimes even having a cup of tea, or even sometimes if I had like a difficult patient, the next patient I'll go and call them in myself. So just like going out of the room, change the taste, you know,
nice.
A little bit.
Nice.
Can.
Okay, so let's talk about immediate housekeeping, which is what you're talking about, which is, what other things do people do immediately in the white heat of a day's work?
One of my GP trainer, I mean, if it's a long day, if it's a stressful day, plus, towards the end of the day, he needs to go through all the blood results. So one of the things that he does, just put a earphone or put a speaker on, just listen to music while going through the blood results, just to distract himself. And at the same time, he can focus on what to do with those actions, what to do with the blood results.
Yeah.
So that's
Other things?
Like chat with your colleagues if you've had a particularly bad kind of consultation.
Or
bring it to the meeting and share how you feel.
Everyone have some protected space in their practices. I've really had to work hard to retain that in our practice, but we have, and I think it's very important. It's not long enough, but you know, just some peace. Other things. So I think in the immediate housekeeping is recognizing your own feelings rather than plunging straight on and going, yes, to the next patient, you know, is right. Wow. Okay, where am I? What was that about? Where are my feelings? What are their feelings? What are my feelings? Okay, I'm going to need to park that. What am I going to do? Do I need to take just 5 seconds? Am I going to walk out and get the next patient just to change the rhythm? Just acknowledging, you know, that's bad. I need to, you know, think about that some more. I need to process it with someone. So all of that sort of stuff that allows you to get through a day and still be useful and not harm yourself. What about longer term or so structural things in the practice about space, protected time, supportive colleagues, use of email, you know, building an environment where it's possible to say, I didn't feel very good about myself today. And people go, ooh, he's a bit touchy-feely, or they're losing the plot, or, you know, it's not how we do it here, you know, all that stuff. So some structural stuff, but what else? What about you personally? Does anyone?
Exercise.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get lost in my head then, get music on, go for a run.
Yeah.
Do something.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really important. Yeah. Other stuff?
Travel around.
Somewhere outside. So islands of not doing it, or in my case 3 months of not doing it. I'm just about to take 3 months off.
Oh, nice. Where are you going?
I'm just going to a cottage in Ireland. I'm 25 and I've got a few more to go, so I need some time out. Those things. Anyone a member of a group specifically designed to process stuff?
Not officially, but I do meet up with a group of senior GP trainers, actually most of whom are now retired, and inevitably a lot of the discussion is really, so we go out on in a pub, and it's not as if it's a big drinking session or anything like that, but it's nothing to do with work officially, but it is all about work.
Yeah.
It's all about work, all about what's happening in the world, all about what's happening within GP training, what's happening within general practice at the moment, the politics of it all. and the wider world as well, but it allows you to put everything in context and give yourself a reality check, and it's a healthy thing to do. Mm-hmm. Do all the other things, which is the exercise. I find that very, very powerful, and regular holidays and having escape time
in
one way or another.
So two other thoughts. I mean, there are formal bail-in groups available, so they're usually run by psychotherapists or relatively or experienced GPs, and there's lots scattered around the Northeast. And they have a particular format, so people bring cases and they are listened to in a particular psychotherapeutic way and then discussed in the group. And there's a particular format around them, and people have found they're very, very helpful. They've been running for 50, 60 years. And not the same people. So that's one. There are lots of young doctors groups knocking about, aren't they? They tend to be more focused on how do I pass CSA? But you can sometimes, some people have kept them going and have used them for just downtime together or just chewing the fat together. I was lucky enough to be part of a group now 30 years ago. So we were a group of people and we didn't want to do a bailing group, and I'd got this systemic family therapy sort of background. But it was essentially a group of GPs who wanted to talk really about the sort of interface or the territory between their personal lives and their professional lives. So, how do we handle stuff? I mean, and ironically, early on, it was a lot more about personal. These days, we talk actually a lot more about professional stuff. But they're very helpful sort of landmarks. And I think we are the only profession. It's just mad, really, when you think you're seeing 50 people a day, 50 stories at least a day, with a lot of misery, a lot of insoluble stuff, a lot of stuff that, you were never trained for, that you're not going to make much difference to. And we have no supervision, no support networks at all other than those that we create. And I strongly, particularly if you want to be interested in psychotherapeutic work, if you want to be attentive and open to people's broader struggles in life, then you need places to do that. And they need to be not just your primary relationships and stuff. They need to be in addition to that, I think. Or certainly would advise it.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing.